Friday, the 23rd of May, the municipality of East Bolton held a consultation meeting with the citizens concerning Bell Mobility's proposal to erect two communication towers in East Bolton. Joining me in the 88.9 Cube studio is Robert Poupar. He's a concerned citizen and he has just written up a press release that is going out to the media shortly, very soon. We really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us about this.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
So now you feel that the consultation process that Bell uses, according to the protocol established by Industry Canada, is invalid and anti-democratic. Can you expand on that?
Well, on a number of different issues, the process is not democratic. First, there's a conflict of interest. Bell Canada is both the promoter and conducting the consultation. So there's a clear conflict of interest there. Not only that, but the consultation process unfolds as though the municipalities do not have the right to legislate on their territory. And it's what's very interesting in the recent judgment of the Court of Appeal of Quebec. This judgment clearly indicates that the municipalities have the power to rule, to keep the peace, the order, the good governance, and the well-being of the population. So, in other words, they can legislate, and Bell Canada cannot come and overrule the legislation put forward by the municipalities.
So you do have, 350 signatures in support of a petition to reject the project of these two cell towers?
Well, now with this court judgment, we not only have 300-some supporters of our movement, we have also the court saying that the municipalities can rule on the topic. And it also establishes that the federal government does not have the exclusive power to legislate in the domain of telecommunication. Not only does it not have the exclusive power to legislate, it does not even have the priority to legislate. The judgment clearly indicates that the Supreme Court clearly calls in a number of recent judgments for a cooperative, flexible, and modern federalism, so that the municipalities, being members of the Canadian legislative system, cannot just be run over.
So now you have sent out a press release to all of the media, as I just mentioned. What is the next step after this? What do you foresee? What do you hope for?
Well, what we hope for, the municipality of Bolton East is going to stand up and legislate in the direction that the consultation clearly indicates. We do not need the towers. We're not opposed to technology. We want a modern technology like the fiber optics, for example, that do not damage the environment, do not damage the health, and that offer better service.
So are you confident that it's going to be going in the right direction for you?
Well, I am confident that it's going to go in the right direction for us, because I do believe that the Bolton East mayor and that the Bolton East councillors will stand up to their responsibilities as part and parcel and major stakeholders of the Canadian legislative system.
Well, we certainly will be keeping an eye on this story, and I'm sure that there are a lot of concerned citizens out there. We thank you very much for updating us on this. We have had a couple of interviews already on the subject, and we do appreciate your taking the time to speak with us today, and good luck with your endeavors.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
That was Robert Poupar speaking to us by telephone at 88.9 The Cube. He's an active participant in the consultation process organized by the Bolton East Municipality, who are against Bell constructing huge cell phone towers in their area.